This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We've spoken before about the Leadership Development Program at SIU, and it's expanding. So we thought we'd talk to that program's director, Professor Bruce Durance, in the College of Engineering. And he's joined today by Harvey Henson, who's the interim director of the STEM Education and Research Center at SIU, and also an assistant professor in geology and curriculum and instruction. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Bruce, we've talked about this in the past. The Leadership Development Program is a way to teach students not just how to go into their chosen career field, but also how to be leaders within those fields, correct?
That's absolutely right, Jennifer. Almost every national survey out there today from employers highlights the need for leadership and being able to effectively work on teams. And so this is where this program was born out of 10 years ago, by this demand, this pull from industry asking for higher education to begin teaching these skills. And we've been extremely successful at doing that over the past 10 years. We have a pre-graduation career placement rate of 96% for our graduates. And we're very excited to announce that we have recently been awarded a $1 million NSF STEM grant that is going to expand this program into our other three STEM colleges. So no longer are we exclusive to the College of Engineering, but we are expanding into the College of Science, the College of Ag, and also CASA as well.
So that's $1 million from the National Science Foundation. Harvey, how important is it in your mind to be able to expand something like this into these other colleges?
I think, as Bruce said, the demand is critical in industry. And the opportunity for us to recruit more students, especially targeting students who are underserved and academically talented, to transfer into SIU is timely. This is something that we need on campus as well.
And we should point out that if people would like more information, they can go to www.stemleadership.siu.edu. It's got all the information about these new scholarships, this expansion of this program, and you can get all that information there. Again, it's stemleadership.siu.edu. Bruce, this is for transfer students who already have an associate's degree from another school. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct, Jennifer. The NSF sees a great need out there to provide financial funding to academically talented, financially disadvantaged students. And these scholarships are very generous. It's up to $9,000 per year. The requirements of our program is that community college transfer students with their associate's degree will have a 3.0 GPA, but that's when we then look at the financial need, and we're going to be giving out a lot of these scholarships. We have the average award is for $4,500 up to $9,000 based upon the individual's need, and so Harvey and I have worked out the equation to be roughly between 20 and 25 scholarships per year. So oftentimes you hear about a $1,000 scholarship, one of them being awarded. We're going to be looking to award, you know, between 20 and 25 high-value scholarships every year for the next 3 years.
In your experience, both of you, Harvey, I'll start with you. How much of a factor is the price point in getting into these STEM fields for students, particularly the underserved and underrepresented students?
Well, this scholarship is valuable in a lot of different ways, but you know, the STEM fields, especially engineering, science, and these applied sciences and ag sciences are not easy and take up a lot of students' time. There's a lot of co-curricular activities, and Bruce may talk about that. So for students to try to have employment while they're in school is a challenge to balance all of that with their time budget. So this scholarship comes in and alleviates some of that pressure and certainly fills the financial need in many ways.
Bruce, we've talked about this a couple of times in the past, but this is a really unique program in terms of the requirements, the qualifications, what you expect of the students within the LDP. Can you spend a little time talking about those?
Sure. We're a little bit of a different type of leadership program. Many universities have leadership programs, but ours is really based upon experiential learning. We provide a little bit of classroom learning, but we then ask our students to take that knowledge and apply it to their own RSOs. So for example, in the College of Engineering, our students are going out and applying it to the Baja buggy team, steel bridge, concrete canoe, robotics team, moon buggy team, And we feel that this is beginning to pay dividends for us. Our teams are doing exceedingly well. Just last semester, we won a national robotics championship with several of our leadership students on that team. Likewise, we asked them to apply it to community service projects, and we just finished carpeting the Carbondale Children's Science Center, and that has been a four-stage process. The place looks really great right now. And a lot of these community service efforts, when we go out there and we work with the Women's Center, with the National Forest Service, Touch of Nature, has paid off. And last year we were recognized with receiving the Delight Morse Award for Excellence in Community Service. So it's about applying the leadership lessons and seeing the results. And not only that, this is a really important part, because I can go on all morning about talking about the achievements our students have made here on campus. But what is most important is how this translates into their careers. And we just finished a longitudinal study of the impact our training has made. And we did the study with a company called Advanced Technology Services. And it actually shows quantitatively how our graduates' careers are outpacing their peers who have not had leadership training. And so it results in an additional 6 to 8 promotions over the span of their career, which is the difference between retiring in middle management and retiring in executive leadership. And that's exactly what companies want today. It's what parents want for their children. It's what our students are investing their time for.
And with this expansion, more students will have the opportunity there. You can get more information at stemleadership.siu.edu. Bruce Harvey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.